Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Long count. Straightens up, takes the snap. Here comes the rush. He's hit, and it's intercepted. It's picked off by Robinson. Robinson at the 30. Cuts back across the field. Patrick Robinson looks for a block. Now he's at the 20. He's at the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Patrick Robinson!
It is a play 4 years ago yesterday that got the Eagles, it really helped get the Eagles, that wasn't the only play, helped the Eagles win the game, the playoff game, and the conference championship, which the Dallas Cowboys, it's a rumor, conference championship games for the Cowboys are a rumor. 4 years ago, when the Eagles went to the Super Bowl, they won that conference championship, obviously, and got to the Super Bowl. And Patrick Robinson, there was some big plays made by players that aren't even with the team anymore. And that's what the NFL is. But that's part, obviously, we're going to talk about the Eagles today. But I can't let go. I can't let go of the Sixers. What a joke. They are such a joke. They are such a joke. They are such a joke. They're a joke. I can't say it enough. They're a joke. But we'll get to that. But the Eagles, we'll talk about the Eagles. And we'll talk about Jalen Hurts for months until camp starts, through camp, into the season. Jalen Hurts will be the quarterback. There are no other options. The quarterbacks are going to be drafted too high in the draft. There's just no reason for the Eagles to use a number one pick for a quarterback who you don't even know the quarterbacks that are going to come out this year are any better than Jalen Hurts. And there's questions whether they would be, and then they'd have to take time. It's ridiculous. So forget about a quarterback. The quarterback is Hurts. I don't want Russell Wilson a little, not a little tiny bit. He's on the downside of his career. He's going to want a major contract, and that's what he wants from Seattle, and that's what he's going to want from a new team. It's going to cost you a lot of money. It's going to hurt you with building your team. I don't want Russell Wilson, and Aaron Rodgers isn't coming here. All right. I would take Aaron Rodgers, knowing that you're going to have to pay him, but Aaron Rodgers isn't coming here. I mean, Russell Wilson, his defense made it. Now, he's a really good quarterback. He was a really good, because he's not a really good quarterback anymore. He's a good quarterback. But Jalen Hurts is a better option than Russell Wilson for the future of this football team. And I don't know that Jalen Hurts is the future of this football team. I know the Eagles can't be happy with that mic'd up audio of the coach from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers saying that Jalen Hurts can't read the defense. And that's been a problem of his, and he's got to get better at that. His pre-snap reads. And I've had a Hall of Fame quarterback who's watched the Eagles tell me the same thing. He's not very good at scanning the field in his pre-snap reads. And he has seen that. So he's got to get better. It's not like he can't get better at that. Yeah, his arm strength is good enough, probably. His decision-making is not good enough. He's late on deep throws. That's why the safety seemingly and it's not the first time a safety has intercepted a pass of his. He's late on throws, and he gives it gives the safety time to get over. There's always a safety back there somewhere. So it won't be a debate. It'll be a discussion. But on WIP, it'll certainly be a debate whether Jalen Hurts really is the right guy. Is he the right guy? Not for next year. He's going to be here next year. I believe that Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni were truthful the other day because they know what their options are. Now, will they look into Deshaun Watson and ask Houston again, hey, listen, what's it going to take to get Deshaun Watson? And they will look into that. And when Houston says three first-round draft picks, at one point the Eagles were willing to trade three first-round draft picks. They're not willing to trade that now. I think they were going to give up more than three first-round draft picks for Deshaun Watson, who is still no better, no worse than the sixth or seventh best quarterback in the league. Now, he's got issues with him as a person. I get that. He obviously would have to get better and get over that. He's going to be suspended next year. The Eagles would have to accept that. So, all in all, there are thoughts there. But the Eagles fans, most of you have recovered. Most of you have recovered from the Eagles' playoff loss. If it was a close game, here's where you're probably lucky. If it was a close game, you would probably have had trouble recovering from that game. There's no way you would have been able to recover from that game. If they lost at the end, people would really be the fans would be in the WIP. You can't get any worse than the whining that goes on at WIP. Can't get any worse than that. Can't get any worse. I'm going to bring in some Bruno's cheese. They got the finest cheeses in the city. So I'm going to bring some in for all these people that are still whining. But there's still some people out there that are whining. And I will have DeBruno Brothers $100 gift certificate for our question today. So you can get your own cheese if you're still whining. All right. The quarterback is an issue. But there's so many other areas. When I say so many, when you recognize and look at this, hey, it's great that the Eagles got 9 wins. It's great that they were above 500. It showed a lot of progress. It showed a lot of progress. They have the best chance of winning a championship sooner than any other team in town, which doesn't say a lot for the other teams in town, and it says a little bit for the Eagles because they can build it and get there. The other teams, I don't know what they're doing. We won't even discuss the Flyers because that is it's brutal, awful, terrible, disgusting, disgraceful. You can take all those words and it doesn't matter. 2 10-game losing streaks in the first half of the season has never happened in the National Hockey League. It's terrible. Culture's bad. The players are not good enough. It's just the organization has got issues. But I don't want to dwell on the fly. Let me get away from that. But the Eagles have the best chance of winning a championship sooner than anybody else. So I want to hear if you're still, or the people that are still upset, your feelings on Jalen Hurts being the quarterback. And at those news conferences, they usually tap dance around things. I think they were pretty clear, Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni. And I believe them that they're pretty clear. Now, will they look at something else? Yeah, I've already said that. They're going to look at something. It's just, when you look at the things that were good for the Eagles, all the complaints, and again, by some of the hosts on WIP that wanted Nick Sirianni fired, Nick Sirianni was absolutely, absolutely the right choice for a hire for a head coach. Absolutely the right choice. And anybody that disputes that is an idiot and a moron. When you look at what else was out there, you look at the other coaches that were hired. He was the best coaching hire. And right now he's probably better than some of the coaches that still have jobs. One of them being that dope and loser and complete idiot, Mike McCarthy, the head coach of the Cowboys. The Eagles fans ought to root for Jerry Jones to continue to be stupid himself and keep Mike McCarthy and just give him a lifetime contract. So now the Cowboys can only point to him when they look for excuses on why they lose. Boy, they are a horrible organization. For everybody, for all you Cowboy fans, you cockroaches that have, I haven't heard from many of them, very, very few, and I haven't heard from many of them here, and I'm sure I will. That will be lacking today. The Cowboys fans are a disgrace, a disgrace. And the Cowboys fans in this area are a disgrace, an absolute disgrace. You cockroaches. And this is why I gave the Cowboys fans the name of cockroaches. Cockroaches, when it's cloudy and wet and murky outside, the cockroaches just crawl into the mud and you don't see them. The Cowboys fans, when things aren't going right, they just crawl back in the mud and you don't see them or hear from them. That's what you are. That's what you are. You are absolutely, positively, it is the perfect word to describe Cowboys fans. You are cockroaches. And you're gone because the Cowboys suck. The organization sucks. The team sucks. The head coach sucks. Dumb and dumber. The head coach and the quarterback. The quarterback and the head coach, you will never, ever, 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 Cowboys will never, ever, ever win a Super Bowl with those, either one, both those guys. It's like, no, absolutely no chance. And with either one of those guys, you have no chance. You, if you're a Cowboys fan, you are in trouble. They absolutely suck. All right. So we've dealt with that part of it, and I can't get enough. That's why I tweeted out the last play this week. I can't get enough of that last play. I can't get enough. Charles Barkley ripped him on the post-game show. The worst play he's ever seen called. It might be. It might be. They have that segment at the end of the at the end of a season for a team, but it they don't know. Don't normally do football, but the Cowboys have gone fishing. They stink. It is so pleasurable to hear how an organization is so bad. But I'll give you another organization. It's not Cowboys bad, so I'm not going to go that route. The Sixers are a joke. The Sixers are a joke. The head coach is a joke. President, general manager, whatever the hell you want to call Daryl Morey, is a joke and a fraud. The coach is a fraud. The president and general manager, just president, whatever Daryl Morey's title is a fraud. They're both stealing money. They both should be taken away in handcuffs for stealing money. $8 million for Glenn Rivers, $12 million for Daryl Morey. This team is further away from a championship than they've been in the last 3 years. They got no shot. I don't care about Joel Embiid's 30-plus points a game for how many games out of how many games. I don't care. I don't care. The reason he has to score those points is because they're not a good team. And he can score the points with the way they play defense and the teams that they were playing. Last night he scored 40 points. He's minus six. He's minus six. How do you score 40 points and your plus minus is minus six? I don't know that I've ever seen that happen. He's a terrific player. He's got flaws in his game. He turns the ball over too much. He's not the MVP. I mean, let's get over that. He's not the MVP. He's not even in the top four. He's not. If you list players that you'd rather have than Joel Embiid, if you're honest with yourself, you can list at least four, maybe five. And probably five. You can go right down the list. But, and listen, he's a terrific player. But he's got flaws in his game, and they're not going to win, and he's not going to win. And the critical turnover he made with about a minute and a half left in the game, he turns the ball over too much. They were up by 22. They were up by 22 in the third quarter. They were up by 22. And the other team, their two best players are gone. Kawhi Leonard hasn't played a game this season. Paul George isn't there. He's hurt. Their two best players aren't there. And the Sixers struggle and lose. And they blew a 22-point lead in the third quarter. And then somebody actually asked Glenn Rivers a question after the game. Kyle, if you have that, let's play it now. I got to play that now. Ask Glenn Rivers a question about his coaching. Kyle, if you have it, let's play it.
What part of this loss would you attribute to coaching?
I don't know. Would you ask Pop that question? No, you wouldn't. So don't ask me that question. I earned that.
What has he earned? And to compare himself with Greg Popovich, who I don't like his personality, but he's proven that he's a really, really good coach. How can you put yourself in the same breath, in the same sentence as Greg Popovich? Glenn Rivers, Glenn, what have you earned? What have you earned? What have you earned? You were the number one seed last year, and you lost in the second round of the playoffs. You were the number one seed, and you were lucky because the league was so screwed up and everything was so bad. You were lucky you were number one seed. What have you earned? You haven't won a championship since 2008 when Danny Ainge put together a team with three Hall of Famers on it. You've lost 23, not all with the Sixers, 23 consecutive deciding games in the playoffs. You've lost more 3-1 leads in the playoffs than any coach in NBA history. What the bleep have you earned? What have you earned? Zero. Nada. Zilch. Oh, they're a joke. They are a joke. To lose that game, I don't want to hear how many games they won in a row and how many out of how many. They played real soft teams in that stretch. Really soft teams. And the Clippers aren't a really good team right now, missing their two best players. And you blew a 22-point lead. And they can't close. And you don't know how to substitute. And you really don't know how to coach. And when you blame them for the loss, I think it was the loss about a week ago, when, you know, we just weren't into it. Well, whose fault is that? What have you earned? 215-592-9494. All right, our question today, let me get to the DeBruno, I'll call it the DeBruno question because it is the question for you to win a $100 gift certificate from DeBruno Brothers. You can check all their great stuff at DeBruno.com. I'll tell you what you can check out. Go into one of their six stores and you'll find out what you can check. You're going to get, as soon as you walk through the door, you're going to say, I want that, I want that, I want that. Yeah, and I want that too. It's unbelievable. And they're catering. I've experienced it twice. Sensational. All right, so here's the question. And it's kind of based on whether Jason Kelce, and we can talk about that during the show, whether Jason Kelce is going to come back and how much they'd miss Jason Kelce. Jason Kelce he's irreplaceable. But based on Kelce, and I'm starting to think because he really enjoyed this year, he didn't have a lot of injuries, I'm kind of thinking he's coming back. But here's the question, and it's based on coming back. A player you wished would have stayed with any Philadelphia team but left, whether it was retirement, whether it was a trade, or whether it was free agency, a player that has left any one of the Philadelphia teams. 215. And the best one, and our millennial will make the choice. So keep it within the last 25 years. You're probably better off because I don't think he even saw Michael Jordan play. Kyle, did you ever see Michael Jordan play?
I did not.
Okay. So you never saw the best player in the NBA ever play. All right. So, but anyway, so keep it within the last 25 years. 215. It just gives you a better chance to win. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin on a... It's not a bad Saturday. It's not a bad Saturday. It's a good Saturday for me. But it's not a good Saturday for the Sixers. And I think Eagles fans, and we'll find out whether they've accepted this loss. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time. Here on a fine Saturday morning is 8:19.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
94 WIP on a, I can't call it a black Saturday because I'm not going to make it a bad Saturday just because the Sixers are a joke. Because there's still a lot of Eagles things that I know people want to talk about. And let's start with Bob. Bob, you're on WIP.
Hey, King. I am in alignment with everything you said about the Dallas Cowboys. I'm perplexed with the propaganda and why these people think Dak Prescott's any good. He's a loser. He's overrated. He's overpaid. And I'm glad Dallas has him because he's a choke artist. And I think you're in alignment with what I'm saying. Hopefully I'm correct with that. And I don't get why people are fooled. This is obvious. I called this right when you did. Never impressed with the guy. Never, ever, ever. And they're never going to win a Super Bowl. So I'm with you
now,
on that.
I thought he was a one-year wonder. Now, he's been better than that, but he had the perfect team. The running back was terrific. He shot. Yep. The offensive line was terrific. They're a mess. They're just not – and they're not a good organization. It's something about – how could Jerry Jones hire Mike McCarthy? Of all the coaches, he hires Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy probably sold him. The only Super Bowl only with Aaron Rodgers. How do you win only one Super Bowl? The only Super Bowl he won happened to be in Dallas. So he probably sold him on that. And Jerry Jones is such a dope. He kind of, you'll win another one in Dallas for us. So you will, huh?
Yep.
Not a chance. Not a chance.
And I'll make another prediction. I don't know if you'll agree with it. John Ritchie, and I've done my own research, knows the guy. Micah Parsons, I know he had a great year. And probably going to be Rookie of the Year, and he's all pro. He's going to implode. That guy, there's something wrong with him upstairs. That guy's a bad person. I don't know what you know about him, King.
I haven't seen anything to indicate that.
Well, I'm just saying that John Ritchie knows him because he's in Harrisburg. He knows him personally.
Yeah, he knew him from high school. He knew him from high school.
Well, he just seems like he's about himself. And look, he's a great talent.
I will say this. I mean, you want to rip Dallas Cowboy players, but I can't rip him. Terrific player, and I've seen no indication that he's going to implode. None.
We'll talk to John, and he'll tell you, I'm sure. He got some intimate details. One other thing, I think my person that I wish would have stayed, and I really liked him, was Brian Dawkins.
You know, I knew people were going to say Brian Dawkins, and there are better ones than Brian Dawkins, because I'm going to just give you a little background on Brian. The reason he left is he got – Denver offered him so much money that the Eagles didn't want to do it. He was injury prone, and he got injured the next year. And the Eagles still won 11 games without him the following season. 11 games is not chopped liver. So he was an important player. But the thing is, Brian Dawkins was kind of at the end because he just kept on having injuries. But I'll put you in the mix. You're there.
Can I ask you one more thing?
Sure.
The chances of getting Godwin off of Tampa Bay, and what's your thoughts on that? Because they need another receiver. I'm done with Rager. He can't be put.
There's
going to
be a lot of options. I think there's going to be a lot of options for Godwin may be one of them. There's going to be a lot of options. They've got to get a veteran wide receiver. I don't want them to use a draft pick. They'll draft a wide receiver, and you don't have to do it in the first round. They'll probably draft a wide receiver because they got plenty of picks. But they'll sign. I would think that they're going to sign one, and he would probably be one of the guys in the mix. Hey man, I appreciate the call, and I'll put you in the mix for the player that you didn't like leaving for whatever reason. Retire, trade. Free agency. All right, let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP.
Yo, Burger King, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's up?
How you been, man? I haven't talked to you a little bit.
I know. You sound like you're down in the dumps there.
And life gets in the way sometimes, Howard. You know what I mean? I'm not going to complain on the radio.
Do you have a cold, do you have a cold, Jim?
Yeah, it's health. Yeah, it is health,
You know what?
It is what it is. Don't worry about it.
Cold is a sign of COVID. So,
yeah, I ain't got no COVID. I got something else. I'm all right, dude. Don't worry about me.
Okay. Then I won't. Okay, the hell with that.
You got it, brother. What's today, dude? You go hard at the MVP. So the last thing me and you used to argue about was you called out Bryce Harper too early about not being an MVP. You were naming like four or five guys.
No. Let me just clarify this, Jim.
Okay.
Jim, just I'm going to clarify it because people like you like to change what I said.
The word
he had a great
too,
year. A great year. However, I think the MVP, if there is one that is good enough from a team that won, should be the MVP. Austin Riley came from the Atlanta Braves, had an unbelievable September. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
The Phillies had a terrible, terrible last week. They lost, what, six out of the last seven. And if you're the MVP, I know it's a team. Let me finish, Jim. That can happen. I just thought Bryce Harper is the player of the year. Not a question.
I remember enough, Howard, though. You believe what's the name, that pitchers can be MVPs also, right? Besides Cy Young winners,
It's rare. It's rare. It's hard to take. Like Fernando, I remember Fernando Valenzuela.
I remember that year, too.
Because he was so unbelievably
dominant.
You
still can't give him an MVP. They got their own award. It's called a friggin' what's the name, Cy Young.
Yeah, but it's not, but it rarely happens unless there's not a candidate. But I think an MVP has to come from
I wasn't discussing that with you, Howard. What's the name, man? You know, whether other people had great September or not. The guy had an incredible second half. You went a little early.
Bryce Harper is not the issue today, okay, Jim?
Bryce Harper is not the issue.
Bryce Harper was the player of the year, all right? Let's move on.
Let's go with what we agree with. Let's move on, Jim.
I've explained what I said. Let's move on.
Yes, the kid. I agree with everything you said about the kid, and I was talking to Kyle before I got on. The guy, what's his name? They brag about him, rightfully so. Like, what's that called? The big leg, the squat, 400 pounds. So you're going to tell me he's not in the gym working on his upper body, too? The kid's strong. He's got a strong arm. There's no doubt about that. It's
I don't think he's got a strong arm. I think he's got a good enough arm.
No. No, my dog is strong. Sorry about that.
I'm going to bite your leg.
Yeah, she can be nasty when she's aggravated. Somebody's aggravating her right now.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead. Come on, Jim.
So anyway, the decision-making power is the thing. Let me stop her. Boots, no. There you go. She listens.
Yeah.
Well-trained.
Unlike you.
Yeah. Nobody's training me, Howard. Everybody trained you?
My parents.
So anyway, the kid's decision-maker is late. I mean, the coach said it. Little Tampa Bay. What's he, a nobody? Of course Arians knows what he's talking about. We've seen it, too.
It wasn't Arians that made those comments.
Whoever it was. I'm sure the guy's respected. And this has been the question about him. This isn't the first time. This is no nuance. I'm not saying anything new. I'm agreeing with what the opinion is out there about him. His decision-making is late. So I do want Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, let me finish real quick, is the best deep arm in the league for most people. I mean, there might be a couple guys that compare to him, but if you got a wide receiver who can blast down the freaking sidelines, Russell Wilson knows how to hit him in stride.
All
with
right,
that.
Let me just say this: he's not the best deep arm, but he's got a good deep arm. He's not the best deep
accuracy wise.
He's at the back quarter, back 25% of his career.
Disagree
he will cost
that.
Way too much money, and he will
yeah,
take
okay,
too
I'll
much in
that.
Draft picks. I guarantee you Russell Wilson will not be a quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, who's your player?
That's an easy one, especially what's that? How about Kyle? Maybe I got a shot with the millennial this time. It was a freaking disgrace they got rid of him. It was a disgrace the way they got rid of him. They let Chip Kelly badmouth him out of here. Who am I talking about, Howard?
LeSean McCoy.
No, LeSean McCoy. He's a bum. DeSean Jackson.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jim. That's not going to win, but I'll put you in the mix in case there's nobody else. But I think LeSean McCoy.
McCoy was a better answer for sure.
Yeah, right. Come on, man. It's just now I took one away because Jim. See, that's where Jim screws things up. Jim thinks he's brilliant. All right, let's go to Dennis. Dennis, you're on WIP.
When are we going to let Bryce Harper go? I mean, Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, just to clarify what I said, people take it out of context.
I agree with you.
I think he had a great year. He's the player of the year. But the MVP's got to come from a team, if there is one, that won something.
The last 15 days, he went 0-for-12 against Atlanta.
That's correct.
Yeah. And the first 2.5 months, he couldn't even make the All-Star team. So, no, he's not the MVP. But let's move on. I want to get away from Bryce Harper.
Okay.
How about those two dopes in Dallas? Or with three dopes if you count the owner. I mean, he's still saying it's the right play to call.
I know.
I mean, he's a jackass. Mike McCarthy, of course. And Dak. Between Dak and the running back, they've got $50 million in the backfield tied up on cap space.
Yeah, Zeke Elliott was a bad. That was a bad high. That was a bad contract sign. Terrible. That was a terrible.
And Mike McCarthy, they got him three more years. He's under contract with three more years.
Yeah, I know it. Big money.
I don't think he's going to make it. Jerry Jones is waffling already.
Well, I mean, if they get rid of him, they have to get rid of him. Have to get rid of him.
Well, they got to pay him for 3 years. And it's
I don't think they have to pay him for all of it.
Somebody doesn't pick him up, they might have to.
Well, they're going to have dead cap. They're going to have dead cap money. Yeah. But they're so screwed up. But and I'm going to play the audio from that play.
Yeah.
Coming up in the show, it is so much fun to listen to, and what makes it even more fun is to hear that crybaby. Tony Romo, disgraceful how he roots for the Cowboys.
He got his money and he don't care now.
Disgraceful.
Yep.
What's that?
He got his money, so he doesn't care now.
Well, yeah, $17 million. Is it worth $17 million to hear him whine and cry? No.
And the other guy that's on with Joe Buck, he now wants Romo money or he's going to leave.
Well, you know what? Troy Aikman's better than Romo. Because Troy Aikman at least doesn't talk too much, can explain the game to you. I like Troy Aikman on the air. I like him as a person. I like him on the air. And I like Joe Buck. I like Jim Nance. But Tony Romo screws up Jim Nance. What's that?
Jim Nance and Joe Buck make less than Tony Romo.
I know. Here's the problem. I'm not worrying about their money, okay? Yeah, what did you want to say about the Eagles?
Well, I'm with you. I do not want the guy from Seattle, and I don't even want the guy from Green Bay because he's near the end of his career too. Yeah, he's a great quarterback. We would probably
really
have to give up
all three
first picks.
Yeah, it's really tough to give up three first round picks because that's really a part of your future.
We need
but Aaron Rodgers, I know Aaron Rodgers could be good for 3 years. I don't think Russell Wilson on this team would be good for 3 years. I don't even know if he'd be good the first year.
I agree with that.
He'd be better than Jalen Hurts, but that's not what you're looking for. You're looking for a quarterback.
You're only paying Jalen $1 million for the next 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I know.
Keep him.
You got to hope.
I got a guy.
Go ahead.
My guy that I wish he would have finished his career here because he was beloved in Philadelphia, Chase Utley.
Chase Utley was done. I hate to break the news to you, Dennis.
No, I'm not
done.
Saying how. I didn't want him to leave. I want him to finish his career as a Philly.
I'll put him there for that reason. I'll put him down. But you want players that you can win with. It's like the Phillies tried to recapture their history with, well, the contract to Ryan Howard, maybe you got to throw that out because he got hurt. But Jimmy Rollins, they gave him a contract when they shouldn't have. They gave Chase Utley a contract when they shouldn't have. You know, if he wants to play and he's not playing at the level, you can't allow that to bring your team down. So I'll put you in the mix. I'll put you in the mix because you gave it an effort. But I don't think Chase Utley will win. But that's all right. 215-592-9494. I got to play the audio from that. We'll do that coming back. By the way, Mark Lawrence will join us at 9:40, as he will, to take a look at the football this weekend. We're getting down to the final few, and the games this weekend should be better than the games last weekend. You know what? We are so tired of this Ben Simmons nonsense. But if you want to vent and just tear a new bleep hole into Ben Simmons, go ahead. He is a disgrace of a person. And it just fits in with that organization from the ownership right on down.
Celebrate Josh him. Harris. Celebrate all the stuff he does well.
Okay. Yeah, well, why don't you celebrate it? Because, you know, I wonder if Greg Popovich would say that, since you've compared yourself to Greg Popovich as a coach. Glenn Rivers. So if you want to vent on Ben Simmons, looking at what you think the Eagles need, where you think they improve, and people are wrong about Jonathan Gannon. They lose him. They could probably get another good coach, but then you're changing probably part of your system again. Jonathan Gannon did a much better job than people give him credit for. Look at what he had. So we can talk about that too. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time is now 8:39. 94 WIP. Kyle, let's step up the music too a little bit. The rest of the show, we got to bring some brightness, and I'll give you your choice on the returns. We got to bring some happiness to this listening audience. Just with some good music.
We can blame Battle for those returns.
What's that?
So we can blame Battle for those music returns.
Okay, well, and then blame Battle for those music returns. But we got to get something and to be a little more uplifting. We got the Sixers, who are a joke. The coach is a joke. The president is a joke. We've got an Eagles season, which we're recovering from because, in honesty, you really didn't think that they'd go much. You didn't even think they were going to make the playoffs, most people. And Joe DiCamera is a fraud, too. You know, he says, oh, yeah, I picked them to make the playoffs. Yeah, and you also, after four games, wanted the head coach fired. So where did that go? Stop. I don't need all that nonsense. All right, let's go back to the phones. Brad, you're on WIP.
Morning, Howie. Good morning, Kyle. So a couple things I kind of want to touch on.
Go ahead.
Regarding Jalen Hurts, you know what he really reminds me of? Tebow, in a way. You know, nice guy. Got, great personality. Even though I think Tebow won a playoff game.
Right? How can you compare him to Tim Tebow?
Well, you know, I'm not saying, not the best version of Tebow. That's what I'm saying. But yeah. He just have similar qualities to me. What are you thinking?
Meaning what? Give me the qualities. Well, it wouldn't be qualities if you're making a comparison to Tim Tebow, because nothing about Tim Tebow has quality to it. All right. So,
really?
Yeah, nothing. Nothing. As an NFL quarterback, nothing. Zero.
Okay.
You disagree with that?
Well, I didn't see Tim Tebow being like a great thrower, even though, you know, he had the arm.
Tim Tebow was a terrible NFL quarterback. Terrible.
Okay. I don't think Jalen Hurts is going to be in NFL next 3 years.
Yeah,
either.
But you can't. I mean, Jalen Hurts is better than Tim Tebow. Come on now.
I don't know.
I'm not talking about as a college quarterback. I'm talking about as a pro quarterback, an NFL quarterback.
Well, Tim Tebow won an NFL game. You can't say that about Jalen Hurts.
Yet, yeah, because know? Pittsburgh got they went dumb at the end of the game.
Well, sure, all right, but listen. But
it was it was 10-10 in overtime. What did he do for that team? Come on, stop. You're embarrassing
that's just
yourself.
My opinion, right, Howie?
Well, that's all right. That's good. I mean, if it's your opinion, it's your opinion, but I'm telling you, you're wrong.
Another thing regarding Gannon, this is another thing. I a little disagree with that because he had a whole season to figure out how to win a single game against any decent quarterback. He hadn't figured it out a whole season. So, what, are we going to give him another year to figure out how to win about getting a
well, yeah, but
quarterback?
But that's what you do with young quarterbacks. Listen, I'm not sure that Jalen Hurts is the quarterback that can take him to the next level. I have my questions. I know there's people in the organization that have their questions. But right now, he's the best option. Yep. And with that being the case, you've got to give him a chance to try.
100% agree, Howard. That's what I'm saying. Next 3 years, he might be like Tebow, just some year on talking to him once he takes these courses. That's what I see him in the next three years, just you know, being a great host on TV because he has a great personality like Tim Tebow does.
Who are you talking about?
Huh?
Who did you just say?
Jalen Hurts. Like I said, I think he'll be out of the, like in general, next 3 years, he might not be in the NFL, you know, my opinion.
Well, he'll be in the NFL, but I don't know if he'll be a starter.
Right, I'm thinking a little further than that.
So you want to move forward from, all right, what would your suggestion be to the Eagles to move forward?
Oh, I completely agree with you. Economically, right now, Jalen Hurts is the best option because, you know, he barely costs anything. He still can produce. You know, for next season, it's, you know. And the best thing to happen to them is going to the playoffs, and that was a reality check for the Eagles, you know, because it was hoo-hoo, everyone's writing this, you know, the way of we made the playoffs, and thank God they did because that was reality.
So what do you want to do? What do you want to do?
I don't want a Seattle quarterback. Like you said, he's too much money. He's at the end of his career. So, you know, time will tell. But, yeah, for next season, Jalen Hurts is the best option by far. I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, with all what you said, but he's not as bad as Tim Tebow.
Right. And I guess the next 3 years will show us that, right? And I do want to thank you, Howard, for keeping everybody in – you know, reality world, because a lot of us fans kind of get emotionally carried away, you know. So I appreciate for pointing out the facts. But those are just some of my opinions, and I thank you for taking my call. You, Kyle, have an awesome weekend.
Okay. I appreciate it. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to take your call and everybody else's call. All right, let's go to Frankie. Frankie in Roxborough. What's going on,
hey,
Frankie?
Hey, Howard. Good to talk to you this morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I never have. I'm like you, Howard. Never have a bad day. We still got to write that book, you know.
Okay, I will.
Okay. Well, Howard, Jalen Hurts. Like, I think he deserves another season.
Well, I don't know if anybody deserves it. You got to, but that's their option. But he will get another season.
That's our best option. But I'm willing to. I want to see how he'll look with some talent, like another wide receiver. Like I would tend to go with what's his name, Mike Williams, with the Chargers.
Is he a free agent?
I think he's a free agent, Howard.
Well, he's a good receiver. He really is.
Yeah,
a good
receiver. And he's like a block out receiver. He's a big wide receiver, which I think we need. And he has more speed than some of the other guys we had. And I think we got to put some more weapons around him to really make a judgment, because he doesn't have.
You got to get a better team. I will tend to agree with that too. You got to give more wide receivers. You got to give him a running back group where your main running back stays healthy. That's really important. He's got to stay healthy. Yeah, there's a lot of things.
We need a couple more playmakers on defense, Howard.
You need a lot more. You need at least one linebacker. You need help on the defensive line. You need help in the secondary, especially at safety. Rodney McLeod, a great guy, but you need speed.
Right.
You need speed, and that's Rodney McLeod just doesn't have it anymore. And it's too bad because he's a great guy to have in a locker room. He's a great person, but Father Time never loses.
I think we got to go like what the Eagles do. They take priority in the offensive line and the defensive line in the trenches. And
offensive line is good if Kelce comes back.
And yeah, I think we're good with now the because it, well, we gotta build the defensive line up because I don't think we're gonna have Fletcher Cox. And I was
would you have a problem with that if you didn't have Fletcher Cox?
No, I wouldn't have no problem.
Okay, I don't think anybody.
I would. There's one guy I think that would solidify the defensive tackle spot. There's a guy from Georgia.
And yeah, he's too high a pick, right?
Yeah.
No, but you're not going to be able to get up.
I'll tell you the truth, Howard. I'd go with a defensive tackle and an edge rusher. I mean, well, yeah, you can't get too many of those people
as long as they're good. All right, what player for the $100 gift certificate to win to the Bruno Brothers at thebruno.com, what player that you wished would have stayed longer but left because of retirement, free agency, or a trade?
I got to go with T.O.
You know what? He was a head case, but that's not a bad
thing. Yeah, but Howard, he was good.
Yeah, but yeah, for the reasons, you know what? That's not a bad, that's actually a good one. But we'll see what the millennial thinks back at the studio. So, all right, you're in. You're in, Frankie. Frankie, you're in. All right, I wanted to get to the callers, but I got to play the audio from that Dallas. But I'm going to do it. How's this? I'm going to do it when we come back. It's just so much fun to listen to Tony Romo whine. To listen to the Cowboys implode, to listen to the Cowboys be stupid again. And I still haven't heard from a Cowboy fan because you people are cockroaches, cockroaches, cockroaches. You're losers, losers like the Cowboys, losers. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Heskin on a Saturday morning that I guess could be better, but it's okay. Joel Embiid scored 40. But he was -6 in his plus minus. How the hell does that happen? He's got some flaws in his game, and it's a big turnover with over a minute left in the game. Big turnover. That's the part of the game which I don't think will ever get better. If you double him, he's going to score, and he's a terrific player. He turns the ball over way too much. Way too much. 215-592. 9494. I'm Howard Eskin. WIP Sports Time is now 8:54, and I want to tell you, as I always tell you, about the Bruno Brothers, because with the games, and you're going to sit there and you're going to watch the games, and you want to eat, and you want to eat well while you're watching games. Well, you can load up on all the best game day eats at the Bruno Brothers. That's because they got all the best game stuff. Their stores and staff are loaded with great options. From their house-made cheese spreads, great charcuterie, world-class cheese, the best, antipasto, meatballs, the sandwiches are terrific, the wings, even game day cheese trays. There's no better way to enjoy a game, and a great game, and that's what the playoffs are. Pick up at any of their 6 locations. Their catering team is great. If you ever want to get for the big game, you want to get a bunch of people together, their catering team would be off the charts for you. Or download the DeBruno Brothers app for curbside pickup or delivery. If you haven't been to the original DeBruno Brothers shop on 9th Street, I've stopped in there a couple of times. There's one on the Italian market. You've got to check them out. Since 1939, the shop has been selling some of the best Italian and international specialties in the area. Team, the people, everybody's incredible. They're knowledgeable, friendly, warm. They really make you feel like family. It's a one-of-a-kind Philly experience. And there's many reasons I love the Bruno Brothers, but great food is a part of it. They're a big part of the community. Their partnerships with PAL, Project Home, Philadelphia's Ronald McDonald Houses, Philabundance, so many more. Everything is so good. The new Wayne store is sensational. Matter of fact, I might stop there this week at some point. Make the Bruno Brother the Bruno Brothers a great representation of the city. Great food, great people, great community. DeBruno.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Just stepping it up a little bit. Stepping it up a little bit. 94 WIP, hour number two. People recovering from the Eagles. People not... I guess there's still some complaints about the quarterback. I don't guess. I know there is. And just, he's the quarterback next year. It's just, they absolutely hired the right coach. Nick Sirianni has done a good job, and I think he'll be a better coach. 1 year, he's done well. And we're all happy that the Cowboys have Dumb and Dumber, Mike McCarthy and Dak Prescott, because they are Dumb and Dumber. Sixers, they're a joke. They're a joke. The head coach is a fraud and a joke, especially with his comment last night. And if you didn't, we'll play it for you again. he just compared himself to Greg Popovich. Really? You're kidding me, right? All right, let's get the Dumb and Dumber. But Arthur's on the phone. We'll get to him, too, because he's probably fresh out of the casino, fresh out of a few Glenn Levitts. But I can't get enough of this, and the audio is good. The last play... many people, including Charles Barkley, said it's the dumbest play call in the history of sports. And it may not be the dumbest, but it ranks up in the top three. All right, let's hear it.
The game's over. They keep it in bounds. Dak has to get this out of bounds or he's taking a shot to the end zone. This is scary because I would take a shot to the end zone here when they're in the sideline defense because you actually can hold on to the ball. You need someone, San Francisco, to get to the quarterback here.
Prescott takes off running the football. Whoa, I don't think this is going to work out.
It will. They'll be able to talk this. They're planning for it. It's down. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, the official gets in the way. The game's over.
Gosh.
The game is over.
Oh, he did.
Oh, they're going to look at this.
It's going to be over because the umpire has to touch the ball. Of course, that's ridiculous for a game to end like that, Jim. Wow, I am livid if I'm a Cowboy fan and if I'm a Niners fan.
That's the end of the game.
The game is over. The game is over, and San Francisco survives and advances.
You called it. It was risky. They had time. Dak's supposed to go, but you're not supposed to go past 10 or 12 yards. Once you get into that 13-14, the clock runs and gets away from you on something like this happens.
Gene, here you go. Remember, we saw this on the play after the fake punt? The same scenario where the umpire got in the way?
He has to touch it, though.
Yep.
Dak doesn't realize.
To.
These guys don't realize.
Yep.
He has to touch the ball.
Gene Steratore,
yeah, you guys
your
are
take.
All over it, Jim.
Yep.
You and Tony are all over it. The umpire and official has to touch the football after it's set down to start the next play. And in this scenario, the umpire's got to get through those bodies and touch that football. Where he's spotting it is really irrelevant. It's a matter of him touching it and getting out of the way. And as we saw, time just ran out at the end of the game for him to do that.
It's just so great to hear. The game's over. Romo whining. Jim Nance said the umpire got in the way. The umpire didn't get in the way. He's got to touch the ball. It's just, they are so stupid. And speaking of dopes, Mike McCarthy's a dope. Dak Prescott is a dope and a fraud. And another dope, it's the criminal element of this radio program. And that would be Arthur. Hey, dope, you just get out of the casino?
Correct. How you doing, brother?
How you doing? Hey, were you in the case? Now, you're calling from Arizona, so that's 2 hours difference. And so you just got out of the casino, and it's 7 o'clock in the morning out there, correct?
That is correct.
Did you win or did you lose?
I got a pocket full of money, brother.
Yeah, but was that money you still had, or is that money you won?
I won on top of the money I had. I had a beautiful money.
Well, then I need some of that for donations for charity.
How about when I take the beating in a casino like the Eagles took something?
But they weren't supposed to win.
Oh, my God. Yes, all your Eagle fans, I mean, you want to talk about dopes? Just play your tapes. Oh, they're going to take Tampa Bay out. Tom Brady's a fool. Tom Brady is nicknamed Tom Terrific for a reason. And he embarrassed your Eagles.
Well, the Eagles defensively, they weren't good enough, clearly. Offensively, the quarterback and the team wasn't good enough, clearly. There's no question about that. The other team, and Todd Bowles did a great job as a defensive coordinator. The other team was better. Tom Brady's leaking oil at the end of the season, but the Eagles didn't force him into anything. So, what are you going to do?
First of all, Hurts ran the ball. That was like the number one offensive running. What happened Sunday? How come he didn't run the ball, the idiot?
Because they couldn't. Because what? they defended that run.
Oh my God! You listen to your brother when you got everything. He's not a pocket passer.
You can't win just running the foot. The quarterback, you can't win if the quarterback is just running the football. You can't do it. You got to be able to pass the ball, and you got to have your running backs have the ability to have success with the run too. You're still clueless when it comes to. Here's one of the things that I always like to check with you. How many times did you get stopped by the Popo this week?
Just twice. I had a good week. Twice.
Twice. What'd they stop you for? What'd they stop you for?
To do but harass me. I got jersey plates on wrong, Kuma. It's just a headache.
Do you have a valid driver's license?
No, I told you. How many times you asked me to
Yeah, but how do they not? You violated probation then.
No more ankle bracelet. It's off.
Yeah, but you deserve an ankle bracelet.
No, I don't.
You know what you deserve? You deserve a bracelet on both ankles connected.
Well, there's a pain in the neck when you got an ankle bracelet on and you got short pants on. Everybody looking
Wait a minute,
at you.
But let me get back to you driving with no license. How did they let you go?
Because it's no big deal out here.
You got to be kidding me.
No, they don't care.
Do they know you're a convicted felon? Do they know you're a convicted felon on probation?
Correct. You know what I mean? I tell the guys, you got to do all this. You know, we think this thing is on my ankle.
Wait a minute. But you violated probation with a driver's license. It's not valid. Isn't that a violation of probation?
No. What are you talking? That's a misdemeanor. It's like a $250.
Okay. Well, isn't entering a casino a violation of probation?
No comment.
What do you mean no comment? You got to comment. There's no. You're not allowed on this radio program to plead the fifth. Isn't that a violation of your probation?
Why are you asking me?
Because you're the felon.
Casinos, no bars, No voting. What else do you need to know? Don't do it with gangsters. It's all right there and fellow criminals. Correct. It's all there.
I'm telling you, I still have a chance that you go to jail before the end of January. That was my over-under.
Well, you lost that bet.
Not at the end of it. We're not at the end of January yet. Just make sure you pay off the guard to get a cell phone in there so you can get in touch.
Well, listen, if you get locked up, they don't put you away right away.
Okay, now let's get to the real issue. Let's get to the real issue. The New York Giants, for how many straight years have been a disaster? How many straight years? Okay, that's your team, right? Okay.
Correct, they suck.
Did you like the Cowboys, too?
No, we're not like the Cowboys. I don't like the Cowboys.
Okay, all right, so we'll get by that. The Giants fired that fraud of a head coach, Joe Judge, and they'll make another mistake. They stink. They stink.
They do stink. But listen to me, it's not a football town. It's a baseball town. How about we get ready for pitchers and catchers pretty soon?
Well, but they want more money, so that's not going to happen until at least sometime in March. I like the Yankees, but because you're a fan, that might not work out for him. I don't know.
You should say you love the Yankees, and that's a fact.
Yeah, because I really like the manager.
There you go. See, now we're getting on the same page. I'm starting to like you.
You probably like Joe Girardi as a manager, too, didn't you?
I did like Joe Girardi.
Okay, he won one world championship in 10 years with a loaded lineup.
Listen, let me explain something to you about that. A manager wins about 3-4 games a year.
How about 5-7?
Okay, there you go. Thank you for the correction. But that's it. The players play the game. And
okay.
That's the fact.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Let's get back to your football team. The Giants suck. The Eagles will be better than them again. Okay. Here's a really important question. How many violations of your probation will you encounter in the next week?
I would say 666.
You can't have that many. You're going to go to jail if that's the case. Aren't you supposed to go back to jail if you violate probation?
Listen to this conversation we're having. Are you doing the Biden? You don't know what?
Hold on. What is the worst violation you've had in the past week?
What's the worst violation? Taking bats in again.
So you're booking?
Fifth Amendment.
Okay, so in other words, you could be thrown in for racketeering again.
Fifth Amendment.
Are you putting money on the street?
Fifth Amendment. Yo, brother, you're trying to do here today? What are you trying to do to me today?
You're guilty as charged. You're guilty as charged.
No. We call that speculation.
Is that what you call it? Okay.
Brother,
all right. Have you kept count of how many drinks of Glenlivet that you've had this week?
A couple bottles? Correct.
I tell you, next time that you're in town, I will get you a bottle of Glenlivet, all right? But you got to do something for me. You got to drink it with handcuffs on, because then you really look like you're back at home.
How do you drink? Hold on, I want to ask you quick, because I know you're smarter than me.
I don't drink.
I drink a glass
of wine once in a while, and I'll take the last time I've had tequila with on an Eagles trip on a Saturday night before a game, and I've had shots of tequila with Barkley at the casino.
That was not. Now hold on. How do you want me to drink Glenlivet with my hands behind my back?
No. I'm going to put the handcuffs on you in front of you, but I want to see you lift the glass up with the handcuffs on.
Can you supply an Arturo Fuente cigar? I mean, come on, if we're going to do this, we might as well do it right.
I'll tell you if you want to smoke, you're not allowed to smoke inside. Yeah, no, there's no smoking inside most places. I don't like cigars.
Casinos out here, you could smoke. Why don't people go to casino?
I'll tell you what. Next time, you got to promise me something. Next time that they lock you up and put handcuffs on, I want somebody to take a picture and I want the shot.
You want the shot? I got to tell her, talk to your brother. You locked
You know what? I want the shot of the ankle bracelet, too. I want the shot of the ankle bracelet. I want the shot of the ankle bracelet.
That's gone. How can you take a shot of that, dummy?
All right. All right. Next week, I need you to prepare a song better than the songs that you've done. Can you do that for me?
I got a song today I want to sing.
All right. Make it quick. Long.
When the demons ask me to recall the thrill of it all, I'll tell them I remember you. Not you, Howard. I remember you when the demons come to take me.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. All right, let's go to Austin.
Arthur. King, how
Austin,
you making
out, you're on WIP.
How you making out on this sad Saturday, King?
I'm making out fine, but it's it is kind of a well, the Eagles, I think people have gotten over, but anybody that is a Sixers fan, you got to be ashamed and disgusted and outraged at what happened last night.
Right. Well, look, I mean, I don't know what was worse, that loss or the Flyers losing 10 straight for the second time in the first half of the season.
Well, the Flyers, I think everybody's accepted. They're a terrible team.
Right. And I heard Doc last night saying what he said. He even said that we didn't lose the game at the end. We lost it in the middle. But all I saw was them losing a 22-point lead in the third quarter.
Yeah, disgraceful.
And it's crazy. But King, I heard you say earlier, and I wanted to ask you about it. You really think that the Eagles will be the next team to win a championship?
Yeah, and I'm going to ask you, and I'm not. I don't know when that's going to happen. I think they have a shot in 3 years. But what other team has a shot in 3 years?
Your favorite Philadelphia 76ers, and I'll tell you what.
Not a shot. Not a chance.
Well, King, look, I mean, I think we're forgetting who they beat. I mean, I know, you know, last night was a bad loss, but let's not forget they won, 10 out of the last 13 games. They beat the
against
second
who?
Place.
Against who? They played a Division III team the other night in Orlando. Give me a break. And they were down in that game. That's a disgrace. They don't have – there's something – well, they don't have a good enough team. There's something missing. You can't do it with one player. There's something missing, and it's not Ben Simmons. That's a disgrace. Daryl Morey won't make a trade because he's overvalued Ben Simmons. They're in no man's land. They're in no man's land. That's the problem.
Yeah, and, I mean, the third-place Heat were on there, and like I said, they won 10 of the last 13. They beat the second place.
Yeah, but who have they beaten? Who have they beaten?
They beat the second place Bulls twice. They've beaten the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, they're still, I would consider them king. I consider them one of the
hottest. Okay, so most of the teams they've beaten have been bad teams. Playoffs are a whole different thing. I will tell you right now, Austin, and I will make a $100 donation to the charity of your choice if the Sixers win a championship before anybody else.
Wow. King, I might have to take you up on that, brother.
Well, yeah, but you'd have to make the donation, too. If they don't.
We'll make it work.
Okay. All right. Now, the Sixers are in no man's land. They got to get rid of the coach. The president is a fraud. They're just not good enough. The organization is not good. It's just – and Josh Harris is an absentee owner, and he's – I mean, somebody had to tell him a basketball was round. It's a joke. Really. I mean, think about that. It was when Allen Iverson had his jersey retired and he spoke, he never even saw Allen Iverson other than video. Somebody had to show it to him. Hey, this is Allen Iverson. Okay. Just please.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and you can even tell in Doc's post-game interviews that this whole, his playoff record is really starting to get to him, I think, because, I mean, I think that's what ultimately triggered
He's not a good coach. He hasn't won since 2008 when he had three Hall of Famers. Danny Ainge put together a hell of a team. Mm-hmm. He's a joke.
With three Hall of Famers, no less.
Yeah, yeah. And he's lost 23 consecutive deciding games in the playoffs. Nobody else has done that. Did you realize that?
Yeah, well, I do. And that's what I'm saying. I mean, he might have compared himself to Pop because of that. Because he felt that was the way to... I don't know.
Popovich hasn't lost that many. Hasn't lost that many consecutive deciding games.
Right.
He's won.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come on, man. You got all right. So $100 to the charity of our choices. All right.
I'm confident with that, King. I'm serious.
Yeah. Well, you got no shot. You got no shot. I'm telling you, you got no shot. No shot. All right. Who's your player that you didn't want to see leave for whatever reason?
Well, my answer depends on how old the millennial is. Because I have a couple here.
All right, let's go to the last 25 years. Don't give me a couple. Just give me one.
Yeah, I got one for you. All right. So, I mean, thinking of all these, like, truth or myth stories I've heard about this guy, the man.
Give me the name.
The one and only Pat the Bat. I go with Pat Burrell.
Boy, you're wrong again there. I'm going to put you down, all right, Austin? But that's not going to win. But I appreciate your effort. Thanks for the call. All right, before we take care of some business here, Glenn Rivers. He should never be ever be called Doc again. There's only one Doc in Philadelphia, Julius Erving. He hasn't earned that. Glenn Rivers, after the game, asked how much coaching has to do with the loss. Here is the response of all responses of all responses of all responses. It's insulting and it's embarrassing. Here you go.
What part of this loss would you attribute to coaching?
I don't know. Would you ask Pop that question? No, you wouldn't. So don't ask me that question. I've earned that.
You're kidding me, right? He puts himself in a class with Greg Popovich. And what have you earned? What? Really? Glenn, what have you earned? I'm just blown away by that. I'm blown away by that response. I'm blown away. Be honest about it. There's things that I could have done better. Things that I probably should have done better. I would hope that the players that I had in there would have done a better job. But, you know, I hate when coaches say, ultimately, it's my responsibility. In the case of Glenn Rivers, he never takes responsibility. Never. N-E-V-E-R. That's how many championships he will win in his future of coaching. He will never win another championship. Championship. Just get to the conference round. My gosh. 215-592-9494. Mark Lawrence will come up. We'll take a look at the weekend football. We got a lot more things to discuss. We've got that $100 gift certificate for the Bruno Brothers to give away. Check it all out at thebruno.com. But check out their stores. I mean, it's just, you know, for the football games, if you want to have get-togethers, you want to watch the game, you want good stuff to eat, it's perfect at the Bruno Brothers. I will come back. We'll take your calls. WIP Sports Time. It's Glenn. A little uplifting music. I still can't get over Glenn Rivers. I mean, that's going to stick with me all weekend now. You're comparing yourself to Greg Popovich? And you've earned it? Really? All right, let's go to Alan. Alan, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. I'm in my mid-40s. I've never called you before. I've listened to you my whole life.
Well, I'm glad you did. What took you so long?
Busy. Four kids.
Okay. All right, I'll buy that.
Thanks for all you do for Philly sports. Just want to say, real quick, as a fan of the Eagles my whole life, I listen to you often. Would you ever entertain, between now and the draft, putting together your own Mel Kiper version? Like, what the Eagles, if they don't trade their picks away from the first to the seventh round, who they should get and who you think they might get? I'd love to hear that. I listen to you every Saturday.
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you, Alan. I am not sitting there and studying tape. I have so many other things to do, so I wouldn't be as qualified. I do know the one thing that I've looked at is the quarterbacks, and they're not good enough for the Eagles to take in the first round. You know, could they take one and hope? But you can't wait to the first round pick when you need so many other things. You got to hope you get lucky with something else. So
I'm just confused. I mean, I'm not going to like come and say I'm really, truly confused as a fan. Like, what? I know defense is a big need, but like, I kind of would love to hear, even if you don't have like the tape.
I'll give you positions. Here's what I'll do. I'm going to give you positions.
All right.
And I wouldn't take a wide receiver in the first round, but they need a defensive line help. You can't ever get too many offensive linemen especially knowing that Kelce, and I think there's a decent chance he'll come back, but still you're going to Lane Johnson, maybe three more years. You hope he's got three more years in him.
Oh gosh.
So Brandon Brooks won't be back, but they did all right without him. Defensive line for sure. Need at least another edge rusher. Derek Barnett won't be back. Brandon Graham's got likely his last year. You need some help there. You need a linebacker. You need help at safety, help in the secondary. You got to get more speed. You've got to do, and those are the areas. Now, you can look at the players, and you'll see who they draft and see if those players fit. Would it be good that they draft a defensive back? Absolutely in the first three. Absolutely in the first three rounds. And I wouldn't have a problem if they took one in the first round.
I was going to say they got three picks. Could you see them doing that?
What's that?
I was going to say they have those three picks in the first round. Defensive.
Yeah,
back
they could get a defensive lineman. They could get a safety. They could get a safety, a corner. You usually draft corners and then hope that they can be interchangeable. But whatever the case may be, you can. Look at those areas.
Heavy defense, it sounds like.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I still would like to hear. I mean, you're more knowledgeable, I think, than you give yourself credit for. At some point, I'd love to hear who you think are good players.
I'll start to look. When we get closer, I'll start to look at it. How's that?
I'd love to hear.
Did you have a player that you hated to see leave?
I do, and I think it's a good one.
Go ahead.
So the beginning of the end of a franchise's run, in my opinion, is always beset with what players are let go. And this particular player, in my opinion, it was the beginning of the end of the Phillies' run, Jason Wirth. I don't care what anyone says, all those booers,
you know,
and
what?
They loved him when he was here.
I'm going to tell you what, that is a good one, because they didn't want to pay him. He was
so instrumental.
He might have been the best five-tool player, actually, since Bryce Harper.
I think if he doesn't go, Ryan Howard and Chase Utley have a different career if they don't let him go.
I don't know if they'd go that far, but that's a good one. Alan, I appreciate the call, and thanks for calling, and do it again. All right, take care. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on WIP. That's a good one.
Yeah,
Joe, you're on
Howard.
WIP.
Thanks, Howard. I'm going to play a little hypothetical. You are the GM of the the GM of the Eagles, and I don't know if it's the coach's decision or the GM's decision. Let's say your hands are tied and Hurts has to come back. The first question is, when you look at his areas of lack of success, I believe, or would you agree, they're a combination of two factors, lack of arm strength and the ability to make your reads and progression.
I think the second one is more important. He's got to do better job at the pre-snap read. He's got to do a better job going through his progressions, and he's got to make quicker, which means better decisions, especially with the long ball.
Sure. As a reporter are obviously, you know, closer than I am. Who would be in the NFL world, and maybe the Eagles have that person right now, who would be the right coach to straighten these problems out? Is it Johnson, the quarterback coach? Is it a new offensive coordinator? How do you solve and work with him?
Well, Johnson's worked with him since, was it high school that he's worked with him? He's known him since high school.
Sure.
So I says it's because he has respect. I'll say this about Jalen Hurts. He has respect for all of them. But
yeah,
he may respect him more because he's known him longer. But I think I know he respects them all. So I would say the quarterback.
You as a GM, your position is that you would not replace at this point in time for next year his tutoring people at this point.
No. I don't know if there's going to be. There may be a coach here and there that's replaced, but none of the higher positions. These people don't want Jonathan Gannon are ridiculous. And if he gets a head coaching job, they've got to replace him. But the offense coordinator stays. The quarterback coach stays. The head coach was the best hire last season.
Absolutely.
And he's a good coach.
Absolutely.
He's a good coach.
Yeah.
And I think he can become better.
Yeah.
So who would have known? But That was Jeffrey Lurie, I think, more than anybody else that wanted Nick Sirianni. But whatever the case, so you can blame him for some things, but you got to give him credit for others too, if that's what you're going to do. But I would say that the main guys are all going to be back.
Okay, so I'd like to take a stab at your question there.
Sure.
I don't know if I'm out of that age or within the last 20 years you're looking for, but he was like, they gave up the number one draft pick in baseball. At that point, he was ready to come on the scene, Sandberg. For what, Manny Trio? That we unloaded Sandberg.
Yeah, but
Sandberg.
You know what? They gave up players, but you can't say you would be upset with Sandberg. Sandberg would have never broken into the lineup.
Well, I disagree, Howard, only because of the fact he was a second. He would have been the second baseman, and that's where you brought Trio in.
Yeah, but I don't know that he would have been as successful in Philadelphia. The only position he could play in the infield is second base because he didn't have an arm. Although he played other positions in the minor leagues, he did not have a good enough arm to play anything but second base. Now, you know what? I understand it. That's probably a little out of the realm. That's 40 years ago. It's 82.
Yeah,
that's 40 years ago. So I don't want to go back that far. But I do appreciate the call, Joe. Let's go to Chris. Chris, you're on WIP.
Howard, good morning, and thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
I appreciate your comments on Doc Rivers. Excuse me. Yes, there's only one doctor in the city. What a fraud. And my question to you, if you've heard anything, does anyone want Ben Simmons? And can we get rid of that? Get rid of that person?
All right, let me answer the question this way. Sacramento does have interest. But the Sixers, Daryl Morey, who's another fraud, wants way too much. Besides throwing in Tobias Harris, like you're giving them a good player. Tobias Harris is just a guy. He's just a guy. That's all he is. He's just a guy. And you're taking on a big contract. And two first-round picks in return, besides the players you're getting. Daryl Morey is delusional. He's beyond delusional. And he wants too much. I'm telling you, I still think there's a terrific chance, or terrific's a bad word, there is an unbelievable chance that he will be here at the end of the season. He will get past the trade deadline because he wants too much. He wants too much. So that's the problem. So, but Sacramento, there's teams that have interest, but not for what he wants. He overvalues. I've talked to NBA people, and he overvalues all his players. He's almost impossible to make a trade with. He's almost impossible, and that's not good. Both people got to be happy. Will Sacramento take him? Well, what is Sacramento going to do with it? They're in no man's land too, playing in the Western Conference besides. But no, it's just so Sacramento has interest. There's probably some other teams, but not for anywhere near what the Sixers won. I saw somebody put out something. It's just ridiculous. Sabonis, somebody else, and two first-round draft picks for Ben Simmons from Indiana. You know how good Sabonis is? He averages double 20 and 10. It's just ridiculous to even think. I would take that in a heartbeat. But they're not offering that for Ben Simmons? Are you kidding me?
Right.
In a league that you need to be a shooter, and that's the he can't do any of that. I'm so tired. Oh, he plays defense. I don't care. I don't care. You still got to be able to shoot.
Correct. At 6'10", he's a mismatch.
Hopefully, I answered your question.
Yes, you did, and I appreciate it. And I'd like to. I don't know if I'm too late or it's too old.
Go ahead.
If anyone mentioned with us getting when Norman Braman was here and letting Reggie White go,
you know that would have been a good one. But that was in the '80s, right?
Nineties, Howard, when he won it with the Green Bay.
No, that's right, '90s. Yeah, Reggie White's not bad. I'll put him in the mix. Reggie White's not bad, but they should have never let him go. That's actually a good one. Now that I think about it, but he didn't want to pay him. Norman Berman didn't want to pay him. All right, you're in the mix. All right, thanks, man. 215-592. That was, I guess that was Chris, right? 215-592-9494. Mark Lawrence will join us, and then we'll take more. We'll take more of your calls and your chance. The player you'd hate to, you hated seeing leaving, whether it was retirement, free agency, a trade, for the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers, where you're going to be able to enjoy a lot of great food. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time is now 938.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Not a lot of good feeling in Philadelphia today, especially after last night's 76ers game. But we'll try to have a winning weekend, and Mark Lawrence may and hopefully helps us all out taking a look at the football. Mark, how are you today?
I'm doing just terrific, Howard. How are you doing?
Good. I just want you to know that Glenn Rivers, the 76ers head coach, after a disgraceful loss after being up by 22 in the third quarter with a team that doesn't have their two best players, loses the game, and after the game, he compared himself to Greg Popovich.
In what manner?
Yeah. Well, somebody asked him a question, how much was coaching have to do with the loss? He says, I don't know. He says, would you ask Pop that question?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Oh my God! It's just insulted people. He's such a terrible coach. He's a fraud. He's a nice guy, and he's witty and all that. But he's a terrible coach. But anyway, that was just the icing on the cake for this weekend. All right, let's get to look at the football. 76ers, please. Two games today, two games tomorrow. Let's look at the games today. Who do you like?
Well, I'm going to isolate a play called on the Rams today to knock off Tampa Bay, send Tom Brady packing. They're the live dog, I think, on the football card this weekend, if for no other reason, just the fact that they are the defending Super Bowl champion. Tampa Bay is. They've got quite a few injuries, as we know, going into the football contest. And the Rams appear to have their act back together here, and there's no better coach in the National Football League in road games than Sean McVay. He's been outstanding in his career. He knows how to win games, especially on the road. I think the 3 points is a take in this football contest.
Okay. All right. The Bengals, people kind of fell in love with Joe Burrow, who is a very, very good quarterback and a good quarterback, but now you the Titans, nobody gives them any credit or respect. I should say respect, and it's not that easy to just go into Tennessee and win. How do you look at that game?
Well, one of the things Tennessee has working in its favor here is, aside from Derrick Henry being back, is the extra week to get ready for the football game. And while that was a very, very strong trend in years past, it sort of went south. But it's inching its way back here again. It's like the weather. It's up and down, and now it's on the upward swing. Rest at home teams in the playoffs. That benefits Tennessee here, number one. Number two, you're looking at Cincinnati, a football team that hadn't been in the playoffs or won a playoff game in eons until they did last week. Now you're asking them to win back-to-back games against a rested football team here who has much the better ground game. Cincinnati is on the road in the playoffs, right, my database goes back to 1980. They've been on the road five times in the playoffs. They've lost and failed to cover all five games by large margins. I just don't see back-to-back games for the Bengals here today. I'd have to stay at home with Tennessee.
Why do you think the line's going down? Not much, but it's down, I see, in some places down to five on the Green Bay game. Why is that going down? The Packers are playing their third straight road game. Not the Packers, I mean the 49ers, playing their third straight road game, I believe.
Well, a couple of injuries to the Packers, you know, that's all usually a part of a situation like that. But I think there's a lot of love out there right now for Kyle Shanahan and the job that San Francisco's doing. I mean, they've been as impressive as anybody coming down the stretch run here. And the truth of the matter is, to me, I think it's bogus that the line comes down like this. I thought for sure this line would top out at six, and I don't believe it's going to here right now. But when push comes to shove, you're putting Aaron Rodgers on one side of the equation and Jimmy Garoppolo on the other. And I've got to look at Aaron Rodgers in a situation like this. And remember, Green Bay was in the championship game last year. They lost that championship game. Home teams that do just that are terrific in the divisional round of the playoffs. That's the role for Green Bay today.
All right, and one other game we haven't touched on. The line's at two now with Kansas City, two at home. I think we might differ on this game. I kind of like the Bills, and I know the public kind of likes the Bills. And it just, but I know Kansas City's a better team, but who do you like in this game?
Well, I'm going to stay with Kansas City here, and that kind of goes against the grain of what it is that I usually do, and that's looking for teams with better defenses, and Buffalo is clearly the better defense in this football game, although Kansas City's defense has really improved substantially here this football season. But to me, okay, I like to fade teams off of monster performances, and what Buffalo did last week, they put, for all intents and purposes, a no-hitter together in that win over New England last week. Now they're taking out onto the road the next game in the playoffs here to beat a team that they've already beat in Kansas City here. I think you're going to find a lot of angry, avenging Kansas City Chiefs playing in this football game here from the beatdown that they suffered earlier here. I think Kansas City, for the price, Patrick Mahomes, remember, in the months of November, December, January, and February, the kid has won 27 of his last 28 games. I think he's the key in the contest here, and I'm going to stay at home for the price with Kansas City in the game.
All right, totals. All in the high 40s, or Kansas City's 54. Playoff games, that, aren't they high numbers for playoff games?
Well, they're high numbers because of the age that we live in today, you know, with the game evolving around the quarterbacks. So they're there for a reason. And sometimes when I go back in the database and I open up and I compare numbers and I see totals that some teams and games and situations haven't gone over this total, it's because the total was never this high before. Mm-hmm. But I think on the card here today, I'm going to roll back to the Green Bay game and make the point about the fact that they're at home after having blown in the championship game last year, and teams in that exact role are 27 and 11 to the over. That's 38 games they've been in that role when they're playing with rest in that particular role that Green Bay's in. That's 27 overs, 11 unders. I think that might be the overplay in the football card today.
What about Sunday?
Well, Sunday, it's a little bit of a tougher card because, you know, in the Kansas City-Buffalo game, you've got, I would lean under there personally because you've got the number one ranked defense and you got Kansas City playing some sneaky good defense here right now. And you got a total here. I'm saying again that they're getting up in the number range where we haven't seen a lot of totals like this before. So put me on the Kansas City-Buffalo for the play on Sunday.
Okay.
On the under.
For the under.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. If people have interest in Mark's services, it's 800-321-7777. On the internet, playbooksports.com. Mark, have a great weekend, and look for Glenn Rivers to go into the Hall of Fame because he's now Greg Popovich.
Will he get there before Popovich? That's the question, right?
Have a great weekend.
All right, you too, Art. Thanks.
Talk to you later. It's just, it's laughable by the whole country. It's laughable by the whole country. Compares himself to Greg Popovich. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's see if we can get some more people to try to win here today. Let's go to Jim in Northeast. Jim, you're on WIP.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great.
I think I have the winning answer, but if you want me to give you that first, I will. If not, I'll talk about the Eagles and then whatever you
You know
want
what? Give me the what you think is the winning answer. Go ahead.
Charlie Morton.
Boy, he was only here, what, 1 year, right?
Right, but we had a chance to get him this year. I mean,
yeah,
he would have helped
us. That's a good one. That's a good one. But it's good because they made a mistake. That was Matt Klentak. All right, I'll put you in the mix. All right, make a 10-second comment on the Eagles.
I think we have to build around Jalen Hurts, like I said, and I think the other positions are more important right now. And then later on, you can worry about replacing the quarterback after next year or whatever.
Okay. All right.